Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And we're going to talk about why we attract jerks into our life. I've been on this trajectory lately where jerks just keep showing up. I walk to get a snack, but I'm recording a lot of these back to back. And I walk to get a snack. And on my way back, this man like calls out thickness. And, you know, I'm in Oakland, downtown Oakland. And so that's, you know, not unheard of. And I was like, I don't know. I've gotten bold in my old age. I was like, was that meant to be a compliment? I mean, and he was like, I don't know. And I was like, oh, he's a jerk. I've had a lot of jerks show up in my life lately. And what does it mean? And so, yeah, let's talk about it. Because I think it's a really awesome way to unburden yourself if you can look at why you're attracting jerks or why they're showing up in your experience. In case you're new, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you're ready to see things differently, if you're ready to go to your next level, if you're ready to experience that big win you've been praying for, I would love to support you in getting there. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to that Activate Intuitive Coaching Package, the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package. Okay, why do we attract jerks? So as I was walking home and I was thinking about this, what popped in my mind was a Daniel Laporte blog post from some years back all about why we attract jerks. And so I skimmed it as I was getting ready to get on the podcast, and she has her perspectives on it. I think the most beautiful piece, and I'm going to read it directly from here. So this is Danielle Laporte. It's taken from her blog post, Why Jerks Show Up in Your Life. And one thing, these are her words. One thing that the self-help movement loves to teach and reteach is that we attract our reality. I talk about that a lot on this program, and specifically that we attract certain people into our lives to teach us certain things. And she says she's 100% down with that theory. But here's where the people attraction theory gets really dangerous. It's with these bonus concepts that we attract certain people because they are on some level a reflection of us, or that we're really, or that we attract, and that since we attracted a loser in our lives, we must also be a big loser. No, 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 no. This is, and she's agreeing that is completely false and very dangerous logics. Okay, so then why do we? You know, it goes, Abraham Hicks talks about it all the time, contrasts, right? But sometimes we go through periods of time when it's time to upgrade our lives, right? So obviously I'm in a time in my life where it's time to upgrade my desire, right? Upgrade my focus, look bigger than where I'm at. It also could be a sign that when my spirit guides are jumping in that I'm getting ready. There are lots of pitfalls where I could settle, right? And spirit needs me pointed upward. So I'm going to have a lot of these people show up so I can get clear that that behavior is not okay. And then you set a new energetic standard, and then that person doesn't show up anymore, or that type of energy doesn't show up anymore. But when it's loosey-goosey, when we haven't set a standard for ourselves, meaning we've made an energetic decision in ourselves, an I'm no longer available for moment, when we need to make those, we're going to have things that show up that guide us into making them, right? Right. So maybe it's that, I know I've been having a lot of shifts around urban living, right? And I used to be obsessed with urban living, and now I'm, things have changed and it's no longer as attractive to me, but I've been obsessed with it for years and years and years. So it could be very easy for me to say, oh, well, I'm here. This is where I live. This I've always liked it before, and not acknowledge the current reality. So the man on the street, you know, that's very indicative of Oakland, that people will just kind of call out to each other. And I used to really appreciate that culture, but it's not as attractive to me anymore. I like my space. I like being in my bubble, right? And so if nothing else, that man saying that to me is an opportunity for me to say, you know what? I have a higher desire than residing in an urban setting. And, you know, and that's for me personally. It's going to be different for everybody else. But look at when you have a jerk, an asshole, a difficult person, someone coming out of left field, it is a sign to return to your highest desire. And in that, the highest desire may have changed, may not be the same, or maybe an old you is wanting something and now God's guiding you towards something better and something greater, right? We're on this planet with other humans. Things change, times change. We have the things that we are in control of, but there are a lot of other forces. And so maybe you are on a trajectory that now just doesn't exist anymore. And maybe you've been so focused on it that you're no longer aware, and there is something better, something more in alignment with who you are. So you'll have these difficult people, difficult situations show up for you so that you can get clear about what you want. Abraham Hicks has talked about that for years and years and years, and I am a true believer in that, that things don't go our way. I mean, when I'm in a moment, I'll be honest with you, I don't feel that way. I feel bad. Right? I'm like, oh, but you know, the spiritual teacher me, when I'm in that space, I realize like, oh, this is an opportunity for me to get really clear about what I want. Do I still want what I said I wanted? And if I don't, what do I want instead? Right. And so, you know, we can go into a little bit of an amnesia, just moving through our day to day, grinding away. And we aren't checking in with ourselves, even if we are actively, like daily, I check in with myself. But even in that, I might be so focused on where I'm at right now that I am not returning to center and saying, is all of this okay with me? Does this feel good? So jerks show up in our life. And, you know, Danielle says in her blog post that, you know, you get to burn karma and old agreements. I think this is all in alignment, right? It's clearing the slates. So I had a situation with I have a book consultant I've used many times. And this time around, she wasn't as good, right? Or we weren't in, it was clunky and dramatic and not fun. It was very, very chaotic. And so it helped me realize like, you know what? I haven't been really happy with the work anyway, right? But sometimes we get in routines, and I'm a very loyal person. If I've used something or ate something, I will 9 times out of 10 go back to what is familiar in that regard. And so especially when it comes to people and people I do business with, I will most likely go back to the previous person, you know, and even if that means a part of me shuts down that awareness that says, they're not exactly in alignment with where you are today. They're really great for that project, but they're probably not great for this project, right? So that whole experience, like I could take it really personally, I could feel really bad about it, or I could sit with it, which is what I did, and say, is there something I want more? So that's the lesson I want you to take away from this podcast. If a jerk has showed up, if a challenging situation has showed up, stuff that you feel like is just like, what is this? This is so outside of my control. What is this, right? Return to center and say to yourself, is there something I want more? Is this an opportunity for me to connect with who I am now in this moment? And the only way that spirit could get my attention was to help co-create this experience. Or, you know, it would say spirit has absolutely nothing to do with that, that the bringing of that person into your life. Maybe it's just your soul trying to get you to be aware, right? Because we attract. Be aware of a new version of yourself. And we often don't see it until we run up against contrast. Now, one more piece of this. Shitty people may show up also to, so I've told you already, it's to raise your standard. You know, raise your standard for what you will allow in your life. And it also may be you need to raise your standard with yourself. Maybe it's time to up the level of self-love and respect. And, you know, one of my phrases for 2021 has been, is this something a person that loves and respects themselves would do? And so maybe a difficult situation has shown up to say, to test you even, to say, like, do you really love and respect yourself enough to say fucking no to this? Do you love and respect yourself enough to say, I'm not even going to gauge this drama. I'm just going to get clear that I don't want to be a part of it. And you can say that. And I think highly sensitive people with codependency tendencies tend to put up with a lot of garbage, right? Our sense of self is low. And so what if it's time to get stronger? What if it's time to make you the priority in your life? What if it's time to control what you actually have control over, which is you? And you get to say, no, I'm not going to put up with this. Now, where you go wrong is trying to change a jerk. Oh, I'll work with this jerk. You know, I even did it with my book consultant. I wrote her this 2 a.m. email to say, like, hey, I had to establish the boundary, which I think was good for me. I needed to say, hey, why am I paying this person? What is my expectation? What do I expect to get out of this transaction? A, that was for me. And B, I had to set a boundary. But more so, after I was done writing it and she wrote me back, and I realized, like, I don't want to deal with this, anything like this. So now I'm going to really focus on hiring people that create a harmonious energy. The love that I have for my work, the love, I mean, the hours and hours that you spend writing a novel. Oh my God, guys. I joke with my family, like, who signed me up for this? I'm obsessed with it and I love it with all my heart, but it is hours and 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 hours. And I love and respect myself and love and respect the effort I've put into it to surround myself with high quality people that are reflective of the love and devotion I put into the work. And if somebody's not bringing that, I have to say, I am not available for this. So think about all of the dramas, the jerks, the assholes, the difficult people, the difficult situations. See them as a blessing, but also see them past that. See where the blessing actually is. Is it an opportunity to upgrade your sense of self? Is it an opportunity to raise your bar? Is it an opportunity to reconnect with your actual highest desire? Is it an opportunity to set a boundary and get stronger? Yeah. And then no, you don't have to put up with it. I'm going to say that to you again. No, you don't have to put up with it. Now, if you're listening to this program and you think you might be the jerk, stop being the jerk. do some work. Figure out what's going on. Nobody needs to put up with your garbage. If there is a problem and maybe you need to set a boundary and this is the way you're acting out of there being messy boundaries, set the boundary. Nobody needs to put up with your bullshit. Right? Just the way it is on either side. So do the work. Go within. Ask yourself these questions. Stay aware. Be connected to who you really are. You know, if you're my mom fired some things off at me a couple of days ago, and then she, you know, and I said to her in that interaction, I'm like, hey, I think this is what's up. And then today she said to me, she's like, that's what's up. Right. So, I mean, if I had, I could have totally gone to war with her, but why? I don't want to. My life is good. So think about that. Think about, nobody wants to fucking fight with you. Nobody wants to deal with your bullshit. So just clean it up. What's going on in me? What's off in me? Where am I not taking care of myself? Where am I unhappy? Where is something not meeting my needs? And then do the work. Just fix it. And then the way, when I say fix it, the moment you acknowledge what's not going well, you just gave access to spirit to come in and support you in making that change. So it's not nearly as hard as you think it is. I think that's why so often we avoid, oh, I'm not going to deal with that part of myself. You know, oh, I'm not going to deal with the fact that I probably don't want to be in this marriage, right? And I'm just going to keep going about my day. And then you get sick and you wonder, then you're like, oh man, okay, I guess that's what's going on there. I got to deal with that, right? Why do you need to get sick? Just start acknowledging it. Even if it's just a little acknowledgement, like, huh, you know, this really doesn't work for me. God, help me to see things differently. I'm getting woke to the fact that this isn't working for me. Help me to see things differently. Help me to see how I can make the change. Because we think it's going to be difficult because it's difficult when we're in our low vibrational state. Spirit's not going to dip down and be low vibrational with us. So we have to come up. And sometimes the way we come up to meet God is to just be open to something else. I'm willing to see things differently. I'm willing to be open. I'm willing to engage the process of finding something better and more in alignment with who I am. Yeah? Okay. I'm going to go. That's why jerks show up in your life. You don't have to deal with them, but there is something to be dealt with, and do that work. And it's not nearly as hard as you think. All right. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, an intuitive coach, then I would love to support you. Please consider my Activate Intuitive Coaching Package. And if you like this program, please sign up for my newsletter on my homepage, and you'll get 2 free intuitive messages from me a week. You'll also get bonus content that I typically would probably teach in a class, but I don't teach classes anymore. So I just give it away for free. Because that's who I am as a human. So sign up, because there's so much greatness available to you through my newsletter. And until next time, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again.